Good morning. We're continuing with the Chayorim, Klal Lamed Aleph, Simen Yud Ches, where he spoke about the issue of being makdim a kohen am oritz in front of a Talmud Chacham. He said that's only permitted and allowed, and the minhag is to do that by Kriyas HaTorah. When it comes to a suda, that is not so. The Shulchan Aruch says in a case where the Yisrael is a Talmud Chacham and the Kohen is an Am Oritz, not only is he not mechuyev to be mechabed the Kohen, he's not allowed to be mechabed the Kohen. He's not allowed to be mechabed the Kohen derech chochum mishpat that belongs to the Kohuna, because Kohuna is still subservient to the Kavod HaTorah element which is involved. But if he wants to be mechabed, the same way he can be mechabed Yisrael, he can be mechabed the Kohen as well. Let's say the Kohen is a Talmud Chacham, not of the same stature as the Yisrael, then the Kohen would have the Kedima, because he is a Talmud Chacham and he's a Kohen. So it's not a bizoyan for Torah if you're giving a Talmud Chacham to be mechabed him, even though the Yisrael is of greater stature. Now, we mentioned the question over here, I'm saying Bershus HaKohanim. So let's go back and clarify this point a little bit. So what exactly are we doing when we say Bershus HaKohanim? So the Magen Rambam says that it's an area where it actually belongs to the Kohen, and we have a chiyuv to be mechab of the Kohen. So it's not enough to say Bershus HaKohanim. You have to actually request from the Kohen the right to give somebody else. The Kohen says yes, thereby being Meichel. And now I no longer have a chiyuv of a kiddushtoy, and then I'm not being mevatel to the mitzvah to say a kiddushtoy when I give it to somebody else. But just saying Bershus HaKohen without consulting with the Kohen is actually not going to be a valid form of mechila. We don't know whether the Kohen really agreed or not. He's not going to get up and say, I protest, because that's beneath his dignity. But who knows whether he really was truly Meichel or not? So it's not enough to say Bershus HaKohen. So where's the scenario where you're saying Bershus HaKohen? Furthermore, the Shach in Yerideya, in Siman Reish Mem Vav, says that, let's understand why we're not worried about giving somebody else the Kohen's right to be Meichel by a Surah. So we saw in the Chayodim, the Chayodim says, because in general meals were small, and therefore, even though there are scenarios where a meal is a large meal, we're not worried about it, because in most cases it's a small situation, and that they're not afraid there's going to be a machloek is developing in that type of situation. That's what the Chayodim explained before in Klal Yud Zayin. However, the Shach in Yerideya gives a different answer, different reason. He says, because the decision to who to give it to belongs to the Balabayas, so there's no room for machloekis. In the case where it's open for everybody, everybody wants the aliyah, and nobody owns the aliyah, so why are you giving him over me? So there's a room for machloekis. Over here, it belongs to the Balabayas, it's his home, and he has right to decide who's going to bench. So there's no room for machloekis at all. So that's the explanation that the Shach gives. So now, it makes sense that the Balabayas has a mitzvah v'kiddushto. He gets to choose. Well, he should choose the Kohen because of v'kiddushto. He has a chiyuv to mechab the Kohen. So he should choose the Kohen and give the Kohen the benching. If the Balabayas did not choose the Kohen, for whatever consideration the Balabayas felt, so if it was a valid consideration which overrides v'kiddushto, fine. And if not, the Balabayas is over the say v'kiddushto, but the one who's benching is not over v'kiddushto, because the halacha is that the Mor says mishnayos on the kashrus because of mazon, and he refuses it is mekatzin yamav. It's dangerous. We're not going to expect him to do an assay of a kiddushto when it's going to be dangerous for himself. Furthermore, it's not clear that he has the right to do that. The Balabayas, which we're saying has the right to decide whoever's going to bench, didn't give it to the Kohen, I have the right to turn around and give it to the Kohen. It doesn't belong to me, it belongs to Bala Bayis. And he gave it to me for the purposes of benching, not of not benching and giving it to somebody else. So Lechera, in that situation, the Bala Bayis needs a Rishus on the Kohen, but the one who's been Mavorek does not really need a Rishus on the Kohen. He's following the authority of the Bala Bayis who chose to give it to him. So the Chavis Yor actually, in his Pirush on Arachaim, says that there's no need to say Brishus HaKohanim. The Dibur Chamuras says that the minig is to say it, because even though it's not really mechuyev to say, there's an element of covenant that you're giving to the Kohen by mentioning the idea that the Kohen really, the Torah is mazaka this to the Kohen. And so we're indicating that concept, even though in this specific instance it really does not belong to the Kohen, right? I have no need to ask Rishus on the Kohen. So it's an Indian covenant. So there are actually two Menhagim, the Minigan that I grew up in Tulsa Shiva, they did not say Rishus HaKohanim. So in a scenario where the Rosh Shiva is benching, so of course not, because he's the Talmud Chacham, and he does not need to ask Rishus on the Kohen. He's not allowed to ask Rishus on the Kohen, because that would be a Bizoyah. But even when a regular Bacher was, or young man was benching, where that would not be relevant, he did not say Rishus HaKohanim, because there's really no need to. The only case that you would need to get Rishus on the Kohen, Nikra Din, is in a scenario where there's three equal partners coming together for a meal. There's no Bala Bayis, and one of them is a Kohen. So the other two members have a Chiyuv de Mechabed, the Kohen. So in that situation, they would be Mechuyuv now to actually ask the Kohen Rishus to give that one of the other ones could bench. Like the Morgan Rum points out, it's not enough to say Rishus HaKohen, you have to actually get Rishus from the Kohen. Have a good day.